Howdy.
What's up?
Welcome, everybody, to A Talk with the Savior. I'm joined here by the Phoenix, Isaiah.
Yes, sir.
It's an honor to have you on, man. Just got a few questions and just wanted to talk. My first question is, how was your day?
To start the day, I kind of overslept for the second day in a row and didn't go to school.
Oh, wow. That's fun.
Yeah.
Well, I want to ask you about TBW and our future collab, maybe War. Yeah, there you go. Civil War. What was it like working with Sam, and what was it like just being a part of Night of Kings, one of the biggest shows in backyard wrestling history?
Working with Sam Clowney was just like one of, like, Sam Clowney, he's always been like in my top 10. Like, it was such an honor to be in the ring one on one with him. I knew we were going to end up crossing paths one day, and I was told we had to set the bar.
Yeah.
And I think we did set the bar. I think we put our match through the freaking roof.
Yeah.
And
My bad for interrupting.
Sam did that Joker thing, it was just the way he moved, just
yeah,
made me chills. Like, that match was like my best match I ever had. Like,
it was my favorite of Night of the Kings.
Appreciate it, man. But like, we told our story, and like, that was really like a one of a kind story you could tell.
It was so good. I just can't wait to come down there during the summer and collab with y'all. Like, you are facing you is on my bucket list. I'm not a small guy, but I'm not like a big fat guy. Like, I have some weight and meat on my bones. And I think that's what holds me back as an athlete, or not really athlete, but like a competitor. Like, you see how Dak flies around the ring.
Yeah.
Adam Elliott flies around the ring. Like, it holds me back from doing that stuff. And I think that guys like us are like, we're overlooked because you were really overlooked in TBW.
Yeah.
Push Isaiah. Okay. That's my thing. I'm going to start. Push Isaiah. And I think I'm overlooked because of like my weight and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, it's crazy. What do you think is going to happen? South versus North, Civil War.
The South is very, very stacked. Like,
yes,
you have so much great talent that's already like really claimed your spot in the war, from Dak Ryan to Tyler Green to Damian Wayne, who was one hell of a technician wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have me, the Phoenix, Isaiah Wright.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you saw it on Twitter where I kind of teased mine and Matt Thunder's match. I just want to see what could we get out the people who follow backyard wrestling. And I think if MEBW does decide, hey, let's do this war with them, I mean, it's going to be great for content. We're going to get we're going to take the whole backyard wrestling war by storm.
Yeah. And excuse me if this is like kind of weird, or because this is new to me, this is my first podcast ever going up on my channel, and it's kind of my first time hosting a podcast, well, by myself, shall I say, because go check out the Super Kick special where your host, not only myself, where you have the American Assassin Adam Elliott. But enough of plugging. But if we do have a collab, which I pray to God that I'm able to come up to Georgia or go down to Georgia and collab with y'all. It's going to be a fun experience. I can learn a lot from it. I can get better from it because I'll be learning from the likes of you, Dak, Tyler, Johnny, Sam. And I hope that people will enjoy
most certainly will enjoy this collab if it does happen.
I
pray to God it does happen, because like if you really think about it, NBW and TBW are like the top two backyard wrestling companies right now.
Yeah.
And like there's like TBW might not post as much content as NBW does, just because they're all in like the area. And like when you're like on TBW, you got guys from South Carolina like me and Damien, and then you got guys from Alabama like Kent, Hunter X, GM Boggs, and Marcus Dillon. All them guys are from Alabama, and it's for the guys from South Carolina and Alabama. It's like a 3-hour drive, and like we can only do it like every other like couple weekends. But then again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, MBW, who posts like two, three shows a week.
Yeah.
They just produce a lot of content, but where it really comes down to is the wrestling good?
Yeah. Which they also can, all of them can drive. That's the big thing. And while you were saying all that, one thing stuck out from to me. You live in South Carolina.
Yeah.
So, what is the traveling like?
It really depends. Like, we normally only take like one stop just to grab something to eat or to like get gas or something like that. But
yeah.
The traveling, it's not really all that bad. It just depends, like, if the traffic's bad or. Like which one the GPS tells us to take? Like literally, both times we went down there, we literally took a new way there and a new way back.
How long did it take y'all to get there?
All in total, maybe 3 hours, 3 hours, 15 minutes. I mean, it's not really that long of a drive.
Especially it's not bad.
If you have your friends in there with you, you know.
Yeah.
It's a fun drive. I mean.
Yeah. I thought you were from Georgia. I'm not gonna lie. And then, you got Kent and them or Alabama. I'm pretty sure it'd be the same.
It's about the same amount. They're like a 2-hour, 45-minute drive, and like I mean, and then again, you got to think about the weather, because the weather comes into play too.
But the weather sucks in the South.
Yeah, the weather is very bipolar in the South. It's
like you don't know what you can be in freaking flip flops and a tank top one day, and then like 3 hours later,
it'll be snowing. It's crazy.
And I live in Mississippi, so I think it's maybe like a 3-4 hour drive for us.
Yeah, depends on what part of Mississippi you're in.
Yeah. Well, I know I'm excited for it, but are you excited for AEW?
All Elite Wrestling? Yeah, believe it or not, I really am. I mean, just to see where all the guys have came from. Like, for example, Cody Rhodes. He was literally a mid-carder all his career, if you really think about it. And, like, when Cody like got the ball for the Intercontinental Championship, like he had a great run. I mean, Cody was like very entertaining. But as soon as he hit the independence, where he can do whatever the fuck he wanted to do, he did it. Like he did not drop the ball whatsoever in the independence. And then what really got his name out there was when he joined the Bullet Club. And I think really one of the highlights of his career was when he faced Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
Like when they were doing the whole Bullet Club is Fine thing. Like that was a great story they told.
Yeah. It was really.
And.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead. Like, and then you got the whole, like. Well, Marty Scurll isn't, like, included in All Elite Wrestling yet. And, like, being the Elite is, like, a great way to help promote All Elite Wrestling. Like, And then you got to think about all the fans from, like, Cody, the Young Bucks, and Hangman, and Chris Jericho. And, like, that's going to help them get their name out there. And especially since most of the followers of WWE, they follow Chris Jericho.
Oh, yeah.
And that's going to help spread the name of All Elite Wrestling.
Yeah. And people say that, like, AEW is going to give WWE a run for their money. Like, I don't really know how I feel about that, because you got the loyal WWE fans and the fans that just come to watch and be like, hey, this is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I like both of the companies. I mean, Double or Nothing is going to be great. All In.
Oh, yeah.
A hell of a
like
show.
Double or Nothing. Go ahead.
And I mean, All Elite could give WWE the run for their money. It just depends what WWE does. Like, if WWE pulls out the shit they did back in, like, 2017, early 2018, when, like, it was ugh. Then, All Elite's going to give them a run for their money. Because, I mean, you got to think, they got Billy Gunn out there helping All Elite. You know, I mean, especially with Billy Gunn, I mean, that's going to help them get their name out there.
And you got it.
And it's going to help them, like, prevail.
If WWE, Vince, I'm about to call out Vince McMahon right now. Vince, you are nothing but a, okay, how am I supposed to word this? Vince, he sees his picture, his image of a wrestler is like,
he's a big, like, muscular Samoan guy. Like, no offense to Roman.
And a Brock Lesnar type as well.
Yeah, but he's got to realize, Muscle Man, they're not all that anymore. Like, that was back in, like, the 1990s.
You got the likes of Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, Velveteen, Tommaso, Johnny, Adam Cole, Aleister Black. Like, yeah, they're not big guys, but they have a lot to prove in that company. And you can't just put them to waste.
Yes, they will certainly do. Like, Aleister Black, for example. There's really no way you can waste that man. That man.
He's
like,
so good.
That man is good. Like, that Lafayette crowd just killed it, though. Like, them guys, Johnny, Tommaso, Ricochet, and Aleister did not deserve that Lafayette crowd. Well, that Lafayette crowd.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
That Lafayette crowd was dead.
They didn't know what was going on. The WWE will be at the top of its game when Triple H takes over.
Yes, because I mean, like we said, Vince, all he sees is big, muscular men. That's all he wants. But Vince has got to realize that wrestling is forever changing. Like, people like to see freak shit sometimes. But then again, some people like to see, like, for example, Brian Cage.
Oh, yeah.
And Austin Theory. Them guys had one hell of a match in the Independence one. I forgot what company it was for, but them guys had one hell of a match. And Brian Cage is, like,
big.
I really think he could be the next top big guy that could not be waste. Like, back at WrestleMania, the last year's WrestleMania. I know you probably saw it where Brock was pissed and he went in there and threw the championship.
Dude, I was there. Like, it was crazy. Like, the crowd, you can hear a penny drop. Like, they were like, what the heck?
I mean,
we didn't get our money's worth for a minute.
Everybody thought Roman was going over. Everybody thought Roman was going over that match just because Brock had talks of going back to the UFC.
Yeah.
And what I heard was they changed it mid-match all because Brock was just throwing Roman around and, like,
it's stupid. Brock Lesnar, I'm not going to talk bad about Brock because, like, once I get up to the company.
I mean, Brock can work. Brock can work with guys that can work, but, like, for example, not a shit on Jinder Mahal because Jinder Mahal was, like, one big-ass motherfucker.
Yeah.
But when they had, like, when they had it set up when Jinder Mahal was going up against Brock Lesnar, Brock Lesnar just said, I'm not going to show up to that show because that guy does not really know how to work. That's why they put it on AJ Styles, and AJ Styles and Brock put out one hell of a match.
Oh, yeah.
And then, for example, at the Royal Rumble, Finn Balor and Brock worked.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, it kind of slowed down, which is kind of what killed it. No offense to both of them guys, but just, like, how they, like, kind of, like, slowed it down.
Like, if, like, I was about to say when, but, like, when or if I make it to WWE, which is, like, on my bucket list, of course, because, like, I want to go pro this. Like, this is my – this I want this to be my job. It's not really a job. It's a dream. But, like I was saying,
yeah,
I don't know how I'd feel if I'd – to work with Brock Lesnar.
I mean – I would, to be honest with you, I would let Brock throw me around.
Yeah, today. But, like, I don't know how I'd feel about, like, him. Because, like, he actually bust, like, for example, that SummerSlam, him and Randy faced each other and took his elbow pad off. Yeah. Or, no, he didn't have elbow pads on.
No, he took off his gloves and Brock
was. Yeah, like, I don't do that. If he was to do that with me, I probably would lose my temper because I have a short temper. I would lose my temper and probably start throwing punches back. Like, uh-uh.
But then again, I think, I don't know how to explain it, but Brock, he can work. Yeah. Believe it or not, but Brock Lesnar can work when he wants to. It just depends who
I feel like him with. And Seth's going to be a pretty good match because, like, I was.
Yeah, because Seth can work. Yeah,
I seen this thing on Instagram. Like, I was scrolling through and it said every match that Brock has with a small guy, like Daniel.
They can work.
It is a good match.
But, like, I guess it's because, like, I guess Brock, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, Brock, he does, I really don't know how to explain it, man. It's kind of hard to explain. But, like, Brock, he likes to, like, throw around these small guys just because it makes it look big and it helps them get over.
Yeah.
Like, go back way back in, like early 2005, early 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when he was working with Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Brock loved that because, like, he could throw Ray around so easily and it got him over as, like, this big, muscular guy.
Yeah.
But back then at Elimination 2004 against Eddie Guerrero, that was a hell of a match. Them both guys, they told their story.
Oh, yeah.
It was a hell of a match. I mean, that's what helped pave the way for Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah, it's crazy because, like, there's multiple sides of the story. We see this side of the story where I don't want to sound like I'm talking bad about Brock because Brock, he can, like you said, he can work, like, with certain guys that know how to work with him and know how to cope with, and, like, that situation.
Yeah.
Brock's not a bad competitor. It's just showing up more. Yeah. Like, we want a champion that shows up more.
That's really when WWE kind of dropped the ball, really.
Yeah.
But since Brock Lesnar is kind of showing up more often, it's kind of winning them back. But then again, he only shows up when he feels like it. Yeah. That's just because that's what his contract says. He can show up whenever he feels like it.
Yeah.
Like, he can wake up one day and be like, nah, I don't feel like showing up at this crowd just because I just don't feel like it.
Yeah.
But then again, the crowd's really good, and they're there, and they want to see wrestling. Brock's going to show up.
Yeah. All right, moving away from Brock Lesnar. Brock, if you see this, don't beat us up. We're just young boys trying to make it. But what is your feel? I know Dak asked us this in our podcast that we had earlier. What is your feel on backyard wrestling? Like, what do you think? Do you think this is the year of backyard wrestling? Do you think we are going to make an impact? And, like, just what is your feel in general?
Like, if you really think about it, Will Ospreay, he was a yarder. Rick Shearer, he was a yarder. Look where them guys are at now.
Yeah.
Making six figures a year.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, it's just from where backyard wrestling like where there was people doing all this stupid shit, like jumping off of houses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not what it is anymore. Like, us guys, we want to, like, be safe, but we want to also make it entertaining. But, like, we did this once, but I deleted the video. Mm-hmm. Me and Damien, we were working a match, and, like, this was back, like, when we were just doing it just to be doing it. Like, mm-hmm. we still had love for wrestling. We were just going out there putting on a show just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
But now, since it's got more serious, we like, okay, well, let's take a step away from this. But back to what I was saying. Me and Damien, we were working a match, and we had this great idea, which wasn't so great, to do a flaming tipple slot. It was the worst decision of both of our careers in the yard so far. And Damien ended up having, like, second-degree burns on his back. And, like, I'm like, dude, we are never doing anything like that again.
Yeah.
Because, like, that shit's dangerous. Like.
Yeah. You want to live. Like, you don't
want to. Yeah, and, like, we don't want to get a bad rep for doing stupid shit. Like, chair shots and going through tables, I mean, that's all right. But doing, like, flaming tables, like, that's not okay anymore. Like, that's what gives us a bad rep. And that's why I deleted the video, because I didn't want us to have a bad rep for doing some dumb shit.
Yeah. Backyard wrestling, we get overlooked because of what?
We're untrained.
Yeah. And, like, what's that company where, like, you see every show they're going through, like, light tubes. Like, I know TBW, they did light tubes. Y'all did light tubes in the DSW
collab. I'm pretty sure every backyard wrestling has done light tubes.
Not us.
Well,
we're young. Our oldest roster member is 17 years old.
Yeah.
So most of us can't drive yet.
Yeah.
Well, fun fact, I will be able to drive. I will get my driver's license in 23 days.
That's
21 days. And my birthday is in 18 days. So that's cool. Your boy turning 16. Mm-hmm. That's lit. But back to the thing, what was I saying? Okay. And we do it in my backyard, and our parents are very, I wouldn't say lenient, but they're not. Yeah. They don't, like, I broke my hip. Fun fact, I broke my hip doing a backflip on the trampoline. Big boys aren't supposed to do backflips on trampolines, but I did it anyway.
Unless you're baby.
Yeah. The only flip I'm supposed to do is a front flip.
Yeah.
Never again will I do a backflip.
I mean, Kevin Owens can do that shit just because he's Kevin Owens and he's athletic for a guy his size.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for example, when him and Brock were feuding, and Braun would just run around the ring, and Kevin could do that freaking in-and-out backflip sell.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's what helped got Braun over as, like, this monster, but WWE kind of dropped the ball on Braun, and like, they're going to have to rebuild him.
Oh, yeah. And, like, everything that happened with his elbow and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you're going to have to rebuild that.
Yeah. Speaking of Kevin, what do you think about what happened on SmackDown? Kevin replacing Kofi?
Well, I'll put it like this. At WrestleMania, it's not going to be WrestleMania. It's going to be Kofi Mania. I really hope Vincent Kennedy McMahon listens to us.
Oh, yeah.
Because Kofi's been in that for 11 years. He's only really had one WWE Championship title feud. And that was back in with Randy Orton back in, I want to say, 2012. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was around during that time.
Yeah.
It was back when Kofi, like, first, like, came into the, like, the main roster.
Yeah, as the
Jamaican gimmick. And, like, that's when, like, everybody got a first glimpse at Kofi, really. And they were like, this guy, he has it. And he's got even more over with the New Day. But I really think it'll be a smart idea if they could either go both ways. They can either have Kevin go to fight on Kofi at Mania, or they can go Brian go. I mean,
Let's go back to the Elimination Chamber, for example. That last 15 minutes, 10 minutes or so, was great.
Yeah.
And, like, Kofi and Bryan just went at it. And it was so great.
Yeah.
To me, I thought that was Kofi's time. I thought Kofi's going to get it right here. And when Kofi hit that, what is it called?
Trouble.
Yeah, Trouble in Paradise. I thought that was it. I'm like, Kofi's got it. I kid you not. Mm-hmm. Hunter, I was standing on my bed counting one, two, and as soon as Bryan picked up his shoulder, I swear to you, I almost started crying.
Yeah, it's Kofi's such a good competitor, and like people don't understand that.
And
like some people do.
And he's kind of overlooked, but now since like that gauntlet match, since Kofi replaced Mustafa in that gauntlet match, that's when like they were like, Kofi could be a serious singles competitor.
Oh, yeah.
He can rep the New Day and bring the titles to New Day and help them get even more over than what they already are.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. New Day is very over right now. They are one of the most over like people in the WWE right now, no matter if it's Xavier Woods, Big E, or Kofi Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just so... They're so talented and, like, so entertaining. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. And some people don't understand that Kofi, like, some people are like Vince. They just, like, how I said earlier, you have the true fans, and then you have the fans that just watch it to be entertained.
Yeah.
The true fans know that Kofi, he's not just... Oh, I'm gonna save myself at Royal Rumble every year and make it look cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's so much more than that. And Vince doesn't see that, but I know Triple H does.
Yeah.
And
Triple H, he's true talent.
Oh yeah. I'm just ready for him to take over. That's all I'm saying. And I'm gonna stop bashing Vince. I don't want it to sound like I'm bashing, but Vince, just you've lost your touch. You've lost your
Vince can pull out some pretty cool shit. Don't get me wrong. Vince can pull out some pretty cool shit. But I just think he's losing his touch.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. He still has his mindset that, like I said at the beginning of the podcast, muscular men are the shit.
Yeah.
But Triple H, he understands the fact that wrestling is forever changing.
Oh, yeah. And when our generation moves up, and if Vince is still, like, working with WWE, or is still over WWE.
Yeah.
And, like, say, like, all of us that, like, us guys from TWE that want to make it, and you guys from TBW that want to do this, we all make it to WWE.
Yeah.
Vince is going to have to get over, because this new generation it's crazy.
This generation,
we are changing the game.
Our generation of wrestling is so talented.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you had the likes of Matt Thunder, Chris Storm, Dak Ryan, Tyler Green, and including me and you. Like, in this generation of backyard wrestling.
You are such a good technician, in my opinion.
I love chain wrestling. You don't even understand. Chain wrestling, like, is a drug for me. I'm addicted.
It was so good. Like, I'm going to take this back to the beginning of the podcast. Night of Kings that was a way to open the show.
Yeah, I mean, they made a very smart idea for me and Sam to open up the show.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I told that this. If I'm not main eventing, let me open. Because the opening and main eventing are the two most important things. And I learned this from Cameron Jackson himself. I spent a whole weekend with him, and I learned so much about ring psychology and just so much. You don't even understand. Because if you're opening up the show and you have a shitty match, then the fans are gonna be like, ugh, the show isn't what it was made out to be. But if you have a good show opener, and you have a good main event, they're going to be into it. The entire time.
And it's crazy how wrestling went to Hulk Hogan, like Macho Man, and now we've got the likes of me, you, Chris Storm, Matt Thunder, Dak Ryan, so on and so forth. And we're going to change the game. I believe that we will change the game forever.
Most certainly. And like Vince, he doesn't get it. Like he doesn't get that people like British strong style wrestling, Japanese strong style wrestling, and
yeah,
the cruiserweight style of wrestling. Like that's what people want to see. Like yeah. not to put like the likes of Brian Cage down and all the other big guys, because yeah. some people like that. But yeah. People just got to realize that. Like I'm always saying, wrestling is forever changing.
Yeah.
Like, one day people can like the flippy stuff, and they can be like, oh, I just found this new style of wrestling called Smurf Wrestling. I'm just throwing that out there for example. Oh, it's like really cool. This is the new style of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the thing that people don't understand.
Yeah. And another thing that really makes me mad is people stay sleeping on the tag team division.
Yes, like Vince, as soon as he realized Scott Dawson and Dash Wilder, they asked for the release. And he was like, these guys, they actually have some talent.
Yeah.
But I don't want to lose them to Cody Rhodes and them to All Elite, because he knows that like, for example, Young Bucks and Scott Dawson and Dash Wilder, that match will be one for the ages.
Oh, yeah.
That match will be the one that every single wrestling fan who watches that, they will remember that for the rest of their life.
Oh, yeah.
And especially with the no flips, just fist thing that they got going on for them. The Young Bucks and them would tell one hell of a story.
Oh, yeah.
Just by the no flips, just fist.
Oh, yeah.
Because Scott and Dash, they have, like, this old style of wrestling. They like the technician, just basic stuff. But they add on to it, which is what makes them great.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that, like, as soon as they got up to the main roster,
mm-hmm.
they only been in, like, 2-3 really good feuds. Like, for example, when they were up against the Hardy Boys. Mm-hmm. Like, when they were feuding with the Hardy Boys, they pulled out some really good shit.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, the creative crew didn't have anything for them. And that's what really, like, made the fans seem like, oh, these guys, they're just really like a one-and-done type of deal.
Yeah, it's crazy, but hopefully, when Vince finally realizes, or when Triple H gets the call, hey, you're the head of WWE, now you can do whatever, that it'll change the tag division.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, because I love the tag team division, and I love wrestling in general.
Yeah.
But it's just, you can't go around wasting people. And I'm going to end that conversation there, because, like, I'm it's just making me mad just talking about Vince and how he's wasting people.
Vince, he doesn't realize how much talent he has on the main roster. He just don't know how to use them. That's the thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you know about this or not, but you guys, like TBW guys, were supposed to come down here during the spring. Like, it's 2 weeks from now, I believe. Yeah. And I think we're supposed to have a little show called World War III.
Yeah.
And if that happens, I think it's going to be a really good show. What would be your thoughts on that?
I think it'll be a hell of a show, but I don't know if that was me that commented on y'all's video saying that I wanted MC. MC has a lot of freaking talent.
Oh, yeah. I told him about, because we made a card out, and we had you versus MC, and I would love to see that match.
I would love for it to happen. Like, I can guarantee you this right now. Me and MC
That would be a great match.
Oh yeah, and I want to face Johnny Blade.
I did a match with him that hasn't yet been posted because I don't want to spoil anything. But Johnny is a hell of a wrestler, and he's a good guy too. Like John will give the shirt off his back and give it to you.
Yeah.
And the same thing, like, for Dak. He would do the exact same thing.
Oh, yeah. And that's just what I love about backyard wrestling, because we have each other's backs, and we're not like, I'm better
even
than you.
Even if we don't
and...
like each other, if somebody comes at us for yarding, it's over. I mean,
that's a wrap. You finna get hopped on.
Exactly. And, like, I just don't get why these old heads, they give us so much shit for yarding. I mean, yeah, it has a bad rep, but most of these bookers and guys, they don't realize what it is now.
Oh, yeah. We're changing the game, like me and you said earlier in the podcast. And I think they're just hating because we're going to be better than they will ever be. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, they just don't understand how much safer it has gotten.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we might do some stupid shit here and there, but then again, it just aggravates me when I get told I'm yarding, I'm not going to make it nowhere.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, I'm in this podcast here. It was such an honor having you on. Thank you so
much. Thank you for having me on here, man.
Oh, the honor is all mine, dude. Hopefully we can do this again sometime soon,
most
maybe.
Certainly.
Oh, yeah. Well, I will see you later, and I will talk to you guys who stay tuned and listen to me and the Phoenix Isaiah. Y'all go check out TBW. Go get Isaiah's merch if he has any. Anything you want to plug, Isaiah, before I cut this here?
Yep. It's been fun, man.
Do you want to plug your Instagram, Snapchat, or anything like that?
Y'all go follow me. I think it's Isaiah. Hold on, let me go look because I don't even know my own shit. This is depressing. Y'all go follow me, Isaiah20_. You'll know who it is. It's me posing up to the sky, posing. And yeah, I mean, y'all go sub to TBW. Y'all go watch Night of Kings. That video's got to get at least 100 million views, or GM Boss is going to leave the company.
Oh, yeah. It's going to get 100 million views without a doubt. It was such a good show. Thanks again, man, for coming on, and I will talk to you guys later.
Appreciate it, man.